What's the biggest problem that business owners face when looking to do online marketing? The sheer amount of overwhelming and confusing advice provided by so-called experts. And what do you do when you're overwhelmed and confused? Nothing. You stay the same. And what happens when you do nothing or stay the same? You don't get the new flow of customers that you need to grow your business. And what happens when you don't get the new flow of customers you need to grow your business? You are losing money every single day. And it's our mission to make sure that you don't lose money with bad or ineffective marketing. Now, I'm going to share with you exactly how you too can implement this 10-step process to bring in a ripe and ready flow of new customers that pay the right price, buy repeatedly, and refer their friends and family. This system has helped plumbing and heating experts Taylor Pickering to more than 5 times increase the number of new customers they were previously receiving from their marketing, and in turn create enough business to justify hiring 3 new engineers to keep up with this newfound demand. This system also helped Queen Street Apartments, who own and operate 224 high-end apartments in Leicester, to turn around the misfortune of having 56 empty apartments and missing out on lost rent to the tune of £403,200 every single year. After implementing the local marketing system, they were not only able to capture all of the lost rent by reaching 100% occupancy and a waiting list, they were also able to get rid of almost £10,000 a year worth of ineffective advertising and ultimately sell the business in 2016 for a significant 8-figure sum. Finally, another long-standing customer, Armco Direct, who was already getting excellent marketing results, made the life-changing transition to the local marketing system in 2018. They were able to double the number of inquiries they received in comparison to the same period previous year within just 67 days. The net profit, and that's not revenue, that was generated from this campaign has now surpassed over 10 times what has been invested. I'm Michael Angrave, and I'm the co-founder of Go Websites, and this is also the very same system that we've used here at Go Websites to grow our business from a stuffy little backroom business to an award-winning agency, which was crowned winner of the 2018 SBS Award by BBC Dragon's Den star Theopathetis. We've also published 2 separate Amazon 5-star rated books and have been proudly featured as leading internet experts by Capital FM Radio. But this isn't about us and what we've achieved. It's about you and your goals in life. Now, the examples I've just shared are the tip of the iceberg, as we've proven this system can be used in any business that is looking to attract and keep more local customers than ever before. To put it simply, if your customers search for a local supplier of the services you offer, then this system is not only likely to work, it's 100% guaranteed and at a faster pace than you might ever have imagined. What's the number one biggest challenge which stops local businesses growing? It's not building a good team. It's not building good systems. It's certainly not having the knowledge and experience in what they do. It is the simple necessity for more customers. More introductions to customers, clients or patients who are the right kind of people for their business that can be generated at an affordable price and come through on a regular basis. We hear over and over again, if I speak with a prospect, I'm fine. I just need to get more of them. 82% of local businesses in 2018 reported that their marketing wasn't working as well as it used to before, or as well as they knew it could. According to SurveyMonkey, the vast majority of business owners are not happy with the way they currently generate new business and are facing worrying problems in their company. Symptoms can look like customers are harder to get, it's harder to close deals, growth is slowing, if not going backwards, it can feel like the only option is to spend more money. Now, there are 3 problems which are stopping your marketing from working as well as it should. Problem number 1, media which used to work isn't working anymore. What works well for a period can gradually become ineffective. Things which used to work in recent years are not generating the return they used to, if any at all. For example, Yellow Pages or Yell.com. They don't work because people have cut out the middleman and go straight to search engines. Telesales and cold calling. They don't work because people don't answer the phones to numbers they don't recognise. Newspapers and magazines don't work because they've the lowest readerships of all time. promotions and campaigns don't work because they are time and energy draining and they don't bring in regular cash. Doing nothing or hope marketing doesn't work because it's not predictable or scalable. Now, problem number two is that your customers are evolving. Aside from the disruption brought about by Brexit and the economy, there are a number of critical changes to the way that your customers are buying. Your customers are better educated regarding your products and services, spending more time researching, spending more time shopping around, taking longer to make a final decision, and less loyal to individual companies. Problem number three is that online marketing is getting very competitive. More and more local businesses are turning to online marketing to attract new customers. However, deciding which platforms, strategies, and advice you can trust has become a minefield. With more competition, advertising costs are driven upwards, which squeezes your ability to generate profit. Even if you're already marketing online, many previously profitable campaigns are creeping up in cost, whilst on the other hand, performing worse. With problems like these, it can feel like you're pouring your hard-earned profits down the drain. So what does it take to be one of the lucky ones who are generating a consistent flow of leads into their business each and every month, who are attracting the right customers that pay their prices, stick around, and refer their friends, who are generating enough leads to feed a hungry sales team, who are posting record profits month after month, who aren't concerned about even the slightest wobble caused by Brexit because they are self-sustaining in terms of generating new customers, who do know exactly how much every single pound they spend on marketing generates in return, who are taking back control over their business and using it to properly provide for their lives and their families' lives in the way they always knew that it could, and who are achieving this not in their future hopes and dreams, but today in real life. Well, I've got good news. It's not about luck at all. It's about waking up from the slumber of mundane, generic marketing and point-blank refusing to keep walking around like a lifeless marketing zombie, like everybody else is doing as we speak. Stop settling for average results in your marketing, average results in your business, and average results in life. Thankfully, it's not as hard as you might be thinking right now. The vast majority, 97%, of website visitors won't go on to submit a sales inquiry, lead, or a phone call. Let's assume that people find your traditional website via search engines, social media, links from other websites, emails, or offline marketing. Some of these people will submit an inquiry or a phone call. However, in reality, most will leave without taking any action at all. A typical local business website has a conversion rate, which is the percentage of people that complete an action, such as filling out a form, of just 3%. This means a vast 97% of people that land on your website, in fact, leave without taking any action whatsoever. And they may leave because they're still doing research, they still need more time to decide, they're not ready yet, they haven't got the budget yet, they're not sure if they can trust you, they're still comparing competitors. Now, no matter what the visitor's intention was, or whether they plan to come back in the future, there are now a million and one other things that will be competing for their attention and their money. And will they ever come back? Statistically speaking, no. And here's why. There's a big mistake that your web designer is making that is damaging your business. And the problem is in the name, a web designer. The majority of people think that the most important skill required to design a website today is a good eye for design and the ability to make things look pretty. When it comes to designing websites, almost every web designer follows the exact same process. They focus on the look of the website, latest fashions, trends, mood boards, and styles that they can use. Now, I know this because I used to be one, but it's not their fault. It's just what they've been taught. However, then they get you focused on the design by asking questions like, what styles and colours do you like? Can you provide a list of websites that you like the look of? By this point, you're now trawling your competitors' websites and effectively copying the bits that you like. It might be the style, the layout, the navigation, the writing style, the offers, etc. But don't forget, 82% of local businesses aren't getting any success. And before you know it, you've paid heavily in either time or money to build a website based completely around design, not marketing, not sales, and certainly not around getting more customers. When Lee and I started our business, we used to operate like any other agency. We offered similar services, followed a similar process, and ultimately got similar results. Whilst by industry standards, we've always been above average, we've always had and still do have many extremely happy customers from that period. However, there was one slight problem, and it's so crazy, I'm almost ashamed to admit it. But this realization didn't hit us right away. In fact, it didn't hit us in the first few months or years. It took over a decade of working in the industry to realize that when it came to measuring success, we weren't on the same page as our customers. And even more worrying for you is that neither is anyone else in this industry. Let me explain. The end goal for a web designer is to make a strikingly beautiful and fancy website that everybody likes the look of. The end goal for a search engine optimizer is to get your website up in the rankings in Google. The social media company is looking to get more followers, likes, and engagement. The Google Ads company is looking to get more clicks at a cheaper price. However, you, the customer, just want more customers of your own. Whilst many of the things I've just mentioned are certainly important steps, it actually means nobody is held to account for the job of getting more customers. Nobody except you. Even though you're paying them handsomely for this one single outcome. And where things really got interesting was when we asked this one simple question. If we were to only get paid when the customer gets their ideal end result, how would we deliver our product? Now, this question allowed us to turn on the lights in a previously dark room and finally see eye to eye with business owners like you with a shared vision of success. Whereas before we were thinking, can we guarantee this will work? The question shifted to, how can we guarantee this will work? What would our product look like if we had to 100% guarantee it would be able to attract a significant flood of new customers into any local business? Calling on years of real life in the trenches experience of working with customers like Nike, Kuoni, Leicester City Football Club, Dickinson and Morris, Fast Diet, Samworth Brothers, JLL, right through to the smallest local businesses who have just got started, we were able to develop a formulaic approach to only do what works and in turn identify the 10 profit accelerators which form the ultimate local marketing system. These 10 profit accelerators can be overlaid onto any business and used to construct a single system which gets to work on making you money fast. You too can systematically use the 10 profit accelerators to grow your business quickly. Every good business uses systems and processes, whether they are well thought out, structured and written down, or they're stored in the owner's head and passed on verbally. So why is it then that most businesses seem to miss this very fact when addressing their sales and marketing? It's time to stop thinking about your marketing in terms of individual and unconnected random components that have no bearing on each other, and more about a series of interconnected cogs that when they turn together can shift mountains. Helping your business to go from getting lukewarm results to dominating your market and generating a consistent flow of new customers from your website all starts with customer attraction and profit accelerator number one, your message. This is about knowing exactly who you are trying to attract and knowing just what message you want to say to them. This might seem obvious now, but it's almost always overlooked by most people when they are building their website. A quick experiment. You have just 3 seconds to take a look at a website and tell me, what do they do? Who do they do it for? And what makes them different? Give it a try. How do you think you'd answer the above questions? Would it be by looking at the logo? Or would it be by looking at the design or the colour scheme? Or would it be by quickly reading the headline? Let this be a valuable lesson as to how important your page headline, or more accurately, how important the message that you choose to say in your headline is. It might be your only chance to get their attention. What makes you different? What gets you noticed over everyone else? More importantly, what's in it for your customer if they choose to do business with you. Having a convincing answer to these questions is called a unique selling proposition, or USP. Think for a moment. There's actually only one way to get the very best answer to these questions. It's to know your target customer better than they know themselves. What do they desire? What do they like? What do they dislike? What frustrates them? Even to the degree that they accuse you of reading their mind. Armed with this insight, you should be able to create a business and a message which stands out like a sore thumb, to which they are magnetically attracted. Being bold, brave, and not afraid to go away from what everybody else is doing can help. The accountant whose customers are wary of hiring her because the fear that the hourly price will spiral out of control might introduce fixed fees. The builder whose customer fears the project will take longer than quoted might guarantee the job will be completed by the agreed deadline with the promise of compensation for every day it runs late. The plumber whose customer is frustrated that they have to take time off work and wait in all day might introduce hourly windows for call-out slots that are stuck to like clockwork. Make an irresistible offer which your prospect can't refuse. Now you've got your prospect's attention. The next most important part of your message is what we call the offer. By this, we mean, what is the compelling reason for them to give you their contact information? Another huge mistake which many business owners make is not giving their visitor a good enough reason to get in touch. The average website will have a contact us page where they can make an inquiry. The problem with this approach is that you are leaving your prospect to make the first move. You are hoping that they will already know each of the ways you might be able to help them. This is wrong, and it's your duty to know what they need next and to offer this clearly and easily. This should be something that helps them to take the next logical step in the journey to resolving their problem or discovering some valuable information they might be seeking. This asset is called a lead magnet. Lead magnets are usually free, as this helps to reduce friction in someone taking the next step. Examples of a lead magnet could be a free assessment, a free consultation, a free guided tour or viewing, a free trial, a free sample, a free brochure, a free book, a free audio CD or MP3, a free taster session, a buyer's guide, a checklist, a scorecard, a coupon pack, a gift card or gift voucher, a training video. Aligning your sales message and your business with what your customers actually want, and then making an irresistible offer to start helping them, will unlock your ability to be able to attract new prospects into your business. Profit accelerator number 2, lead generation website. It's important to keep one thing right at the forefront of your mind. Whilst all of your competitors are building their website based pretty much on copying other websites they like the look of, the aim of your website is quite simply to get the contact details of as many potential customers as possible in the very quickest amount of time. In order to do this, there are 8 principles which need to be adhered to at all times. 1. Your sales message must be the main focus of the page and the first thing that the viewer sees. Make sure the headline grabs the attention of your ideal customer by communicating your unique selling proposition. Focus on selling the benefits your product brings, not just the features. Make sure it offers your lead magnet clearly and regularly through every page. Number 2, use proof beyond all reasonable doubt. In the court of law, there's a well-known phrase which states the defendant should only be prosecuted if there is evidence beyond all reasonable doubt. It's exactly the same with marketing. Don't leave any doubt in your prospect's mind that you are the best person to help them. Use real photos of real people to act as photographic evidence to back up each key point in your sales message. Use testimonials, video testimonials, and reviews all over your website. If you have 150, put all 150 on your website, not just the best 3. Show examples of real work in the form of case studies. Use guarantees to back up your claim. Display all of your awards, accreditations, qualifications, or anything else that helps to demonstrate your expertise and authority. Number 3, encourage the next step. People love to be guided, told what to do, or pointed in the right direction. Don't leave your visitors to find their own way. You have a duty to act as a leader and help each and every potential customer. You should do this all throughout your website using buttons, arrows and contact forms to always direct to the next step. Number four, get them to take action right away. When you're looking to increase the number of leads your business receives, don't underestimate the importance of this principle. Getting someone to take action now rather than put off the decision for another time. This can be done effectively using time-sensitive offers and other naturally scarce resources that may be in short supply, like limited stock, time or availability. Number five, build pages for a dual readership path. I'm going to let you into a little secret here about your website visitors. They procrastinate, they have short attention spans, and they all act in different ways. That's because they are human. Understanding this can be an extraordinary advantage and a necessity if you're serious about attracting more customers. Some people will land on your website and read everything, whilst others will scan read the page before deciding whether to read it or not. A dual readership path means your page can adequately cater for both types. A great test is to see if you can still get the gist of your message when you only read the elements of the page which attract the most attention. These include headlines, images, captions, lists, videos, and anything else which stands out from normal paragraph text. Number six, people are attracted to what they are familiar with. People naturally look for things they know, like, or recognize. Use language that your customers are likely to understand, not jargon. If you're targeting different physical locations, use photos from those areas and local telephone numbers to get the best response. Number seven, speed kills. The faster that someone can get their result, the better. Ensure that the visitor can achieve their goal in the minimum amount of time. This also includes investing to ensure that your website loads in under 3 seconds. Any longer than this and you will start to notice a drop-off in the number of new sales inquiries. Number eight, build for mobile phones first. On average, more people now access the internet through a mobile device. Make sure that your website works great on mobiles as a priority, not an afterthought. Make use of the features of the phone, like click to call for making phone calls. Buyer-ready traffic. Finding people who are ready and waiting to give you money requires the right website traffic. The next phase we move into is getting more people or traffic to your lead generation website. Whilst you might be keen to get as much traffic as you possibly can, it's important to note that not all traffic is equal when it comes to getting more customers. Imagine being able to pinpoint a carefully selected audience of people who are currently looking for a company who does exactly what you do. They need that company right now, and they don't already have a supplier in mind. This is what we call buyer-ready traffic, as they have the highest probability of turning into a paying customer. They're not searching for a particular business, or to answer a question, or to learn how to do the job for themselves. They have taken time out of their day to look for a company to help them. Use search engines to find the best buyers. The good news is that your buyers are already identifying themselves. They go to search engines and enter phrases that will result in a page full of companies to choose from. The words they type are called keywords, so choose them carefully. Choosing buyer-ready keywords, combined with the area in which your local business operates, is the single most important way to get ready-to-buy traffic into your local marketing system. Examples of these keywords could include web design Leicester, boiler installation Nottingham, chartered surveyor London, wedding venue Warwickshire. Some of these keywords will be immediately obvious, but some won't, which is why it's important not to rush your research. You can find out how many times each keyword is searched for each month in the UK using Google Keyword Planner, and how these search volumes are growing or shrinking using Google Trends. Is your business dominating the search results page? There are three main positions that your local business can appear in search engines. One, the ads at the top and bottom of the page. Number two, the map listings. Number three, the 10 organic or natural results underneath. Whilst it might be tempting to make assumptions of which one is most effective based on your own personal preference, the bottom line is that each of these positions will work great at generating buyer-ready traffic. In order to build maximum trust and to truly dominate for your chosen keywords, then you'll need to appear in all three. This can be done by employing the next three profit accelerators. Profit accelerator number three, Google Ads. Your website will need to appear in the top three or four paid ad positions in Google when a person types in your chosen buyer-ready keywords and areas. While some people do scroll past these ads, they appear at the very top of the page, which will be the first thing that all of your potential buyers will see. They will appear within minutes of your campaign going live and will start pouring buyer-ready traffic into your local marketing system quickly. Not everybody clicks on the ads at the top of the results page, and for this we have profit accelerator number four, search engine optimization, or SEO. This stage is about building your website's position in the natural, organic search results which appear underneath the map listings. Whilst SEO can take longer to get results, the benefits are worth their weight in gold. Having your website appear in high positions on the first page of Google will drive more buyer-ready traffic than ever before, with at least 65% of people clicking on an organic result. The next method of getting buyer-ready traffic is using Profit Accelerator number 5, blogging. Whilst Profit Accelerator 3 and 4 are used to attract the majority of your buyer-ready traffic through your main keywords, there is an opportunity to attract a further stream of buyers who search for less obvious keywords. These could include people who search for micro areas. These are smaller towns or villages that you cover but are not based in. So if your primary area is Leicestershire, micro areas may include districts of Groby, Wigston, Colville, or any number of other places. Niche markets, where buyers are looking for products or services specifically targeting a niche market, like a commercial plumber, disabled airport taxis, children's hairdresser, etc. And sub-products, where buyers are looking for a specific sub-service of the main product, such as flat roofing, security fencing, van servicing, etc. Blogging involves creating a new page of content specifically written around the chosen subject and keywords. This page can then be published on your website. Whilst the volume of buyer-ready traffic from these keywords is smaller, the amount of competition for these people is far less too. Also, with the subject of the page being so specific, these pages tend to convert highly too. Over time, and as the number of posts grow, the combined number of buyers it brings in can add a significant and regular stream of new customers coming into your business. So how to easily identify your ideal customers? The purpose of getting buyer-ready traffic is to compel as many people as possible to demonstrate their interest in your offer by giving you their contact details. So we're taking faceless and nameless traffic and turning them into real people with names and contact information that you can start to build a relationship with. Now, we already know that the majority of people who land on a website won't leave their details. So this leaves a large pool who have shown interest in the service you offer, but for some reason didn't get any further. Just because a prospect didn't take action today, it doesn't mean they're not going to take action ever. In fact, put yourself in this situation. Think of a purchase you've made recently. Did you immediately decide to buy the product the first time you interacted with the company or the product? The majority of people don't. Now you can get a second bite at the cherry with re-engagement. So this is important. The Go Websites approach gives you one big advantage. It buys you time. It means that if a conclusive buying decision isn't reached in the first few seconds, which it most likely won't be, then we still have a system in place to continue the sales process. Whilst it might be nice to think that your website visitors are fully committed and prepared to making a fast and concise decision on your service, it's just not the case. An ever-increasing number of people are taking longer to make decisions. If your only attempt at converting a website visitor into a lead is on the first time they land on your website, you will be letting a worrying amount of money slip through your fingers. The next two profit accelerators of the local marketing system are specifically focused on getting your business back in front of the people who didn't take action first time round. This provides another chance to turn more of those faceless visitors into actual real-life people. And we'll start with profit accelerator number 6, Facebook ads. Facebook is the most used social network in the UK with millions of registered users. About 50% of these users log into their account every single day. Showing your adverts in Facebook is an opportunity to reach people in the places they gather most. Now let's look at how this works. When a visitor lands on your website, the Facebook tracking code will recognize if they are currently logged in. Now most people stay logged in at all times. It will then add them into a group called an audience to which you can show your adverts. When the visitor goes onto Facebook next, they'll see your adverts directing them back to your website to carry on where they left off. Now, this isn't about using Facebook to find new customers. It's a clever opportunity to retarget people who we already know are buyer-ready prospects because they recently searched your buyer keywords. This works so well because you're only showing ads to people who are definitely interested. Furthermore, it's only a small group, so you can afford to show your ads more intensely, making it feel like your business is literally everywhere they turn. The more consistently they see your messages, the more they will begin to trust you over time. Now, it's a similar case with profit accelerator number 7, remarketing. Remarketing is a retargeting strategy offered by Google, which allows you to show your adverts on millions of other websites across the internet. These include some of the largest and most popular in the world, such as leading news sites, blogs, and YouTube. Showing your ads on these famous websites has the added benefit of building your profile whilst giving the impression that your ads are following them around wherever they go. We then move on to the next phase of the local marketing system, which is educate and motivate. Educating and motivating unconverted leads to take action with regular content and offers. Now you've turned as much of your buyer-ready traffic into real people, the next job is to identify which of these people are hot prospects. A recent American marketing study showed that 15% of people who made an inquiry about a product or service actually bought, and that's from any supplier, within 90 days of making the original inquiry. Interestingly, within 18 months of that original inquiry, over 50% of people had subsequently bought the product they inquired about. What's important here is to pan for the gold of the initial 15% who are ready and willing to buy right away, whilst continuing to nurture the other 35% who will buy over the next year or so. The people who are interested in buying right now are what we call five-star prospects. Someone who is willing to engage in conversation, polite and courteous when they communicate, they know what they want, they know when they want it, and they would like you to help them with it. When you reply to their inquiry, these people will respond to your emails, happily engage in a conversation, answer the phone when you call, or return your voicemail if they miss it. Your five-star prospects can be looked after by your sales team as normal. However, the remaining people who are yet to make a purchase will be added to your email list to be nurtured and educated as time passes. Your commitment to growing this list is one of the most valuable investments your business will ever make. What would you give at this moment to be able to contact a list of hundreds or thousands of potential buyers at the click of a button? Profit accelerator number 8, automated follow-up. One of the most remarkable non-secrets to closing more sales is to actually follow up. This means not only sending over information, a brochure or a quote, but contacting them at regular intervals to keep fresh in their minds. Whilst the benefit of follow-up is common knowledge, far too many fail miserably when it comes to their execution. So why is this? The biggest reason why people struggle is the fear of rejection. They don't want to be seen as an annoying sales pest who won't give up. Now, whilst there may be a small number of people who don't appreciate you contacting them, there are many more who welcome your proactive behaviour and indeed just haven't got around to making a decision yet. Automated follow-up does exactly what it says on the tin. Whilst you manually take care of your five-star prospects, the system proceeds to send educational emails to the remaining prospects, which help to keep you fresh in their minds and to remind them of offers. Each time someone completes a form on your website, they will be added to your list, whilst triggering an automated sequence of emails to be sent at predefined intervals without you even needing to lift a finger. These email messages could include help to handle and overcome common sales objections, share customer success stories, offer useful educational tips and tricks, describe the benefits of using your products, share regular discounts and promotions. The effect of having a higher number of follow-up points means that you are able to squeeze out the maximum sales from the same number of leads and traffic and win more paying customers who would otherwise have forgotten about you. Whilst your competitors are forgetting or not bothering to follow up, you have the added advantage of looking highly organized and proactive. The penultimate step in the system is profit accelerator number 9, social media. Whether you use it personally or not, social media is used by a huge proportion of the population, which is why it's a critical part of the system. The biggest problems which businesses face with social media is finding time to post regularly and knowing what to post about. Simply posting about anything that comes into your head is rarely going to pay dividends when it comes to generating customers and ultimately profit. Social media is a great way to keep in touch with your list of customers and continue the educating and motivating process. Everything that you post on social media should continue to educate your followers by giving them more proof as to how you can help them. Additionally, you could be making regular offers to motivate them to take action now. So your posts could share real photos of real people to build trust and believability. Describe and demonstrate the benefits of your product. Describe and demonstrate how you've been able to help customers just like them. Share anything that will help to build your authority as an expert, including awards, testimonials, press mentions, articles, etc. Share details of new offers that people might be interested in. Profit accelerator number 10, testing and optimization. I've saved the best till last, as the final profit accelerator is where the magic happens. This is the golden opportunity, which fortunately for you, most of your competitors will never discover. With online marketing, almost everything is trackable, which makes it possible to figure out what is working and what isn't. Keeping a close eye on your local marketing system with careful management will ensure that its performance keeps getting better. Take the guesswork out of what is working by tracking every single step. Google Analytics is a great way to track your visitors and see what's working and what isn't when it comes to bringing in new customers. Getting this working is about knowing exactly where every pound is going and what it generates back in return. Here are the key statistics that you'll need to keep a close eye on. Cost per lead. How much do you need to spend to get a sales inquiry or phone call? It's also worth looking at these per traffic source, e.g. SEO, Google Ads, etc. Cost per customer. How much do you need to spend to get a new customer? Average order value, or AOV. What is the average amount that a new customer will spend when they make their first purchase? Return on investment, or ROI. What's the total return on your investment after all advertising costs and marketing expenses have been deducted? What if there was a way to know how to improve your system to 100% guarantee it would attract more customers? Well, that's exactly what you get with split testing, or A/B testing. By duplicating a key page or advert in your marketing system and making a slight change, traffic is then divided equally to see if your test has caused the page to generate more inquiries. If you manage to identify a winner, then you can roll this out to the live website and continue to start another test. Keep a record of all tests so that you can learn regardless of the outcome. If you are running ads or indeed have a live website without running tests, then you are missing out on an incredible opportunity to learn from your website visitors and customers. So, would you like to find out exactly what you need to do next to get more customers with your local marketing system? Get your free 45-minute discovery call worth £150 and be personally guided through a customer growth plan for your business. Whilst the information shared in this book and other bonus products are probably the most revealing insight how to transform your business into a customer-generating machine, we also understand that it can still be difficult to know exactly where to start, especially if you're limited for time. That's why we'd like to continue to support you in building the business of your life and dreams by offering you an incredible insider appraisal of your existing marketing for free. will personally help you to outline in clear black and white exactly what you need to do and the order in which to do it. You will get, number one, your local marketing scorecard. Find out exactly where you are today and discover which of the 10 profit accelerators are growing or slowing your business right now. Identify the key areas where you need to focus your efforts to get the best results as quickly as possible without wasting time or money in the wrong places. Number two, buy a ready traffic plan. We'll help you to identify the keywords which are likely to drive in paying customers into your business, as well as an enlightening estimate of how much traffic you can expect and how much bottom line profit that could be worth to you and your business. And number three, the answers to your burning questions. Throughout this 45-minute call, you will be able to tap into the help and advice of our senior marketing expert, who will answer any marketing questions you have to help get results quickly. The information we reveal to help your business and the systems we use to produce it were previously only reserved for private consulting customers and would typically have cost £150 plus VAT. You can get it today for free if you book your session right away. Discovery calls are allocated on a strictly first-come, first-served basis, and we reserve the right to return to a paid model if the demand continues to rise to an unmanageable level. Book your free discovery call by visiting www.gowebsites.co.uk/discovery or by calling 0333 777 5050. We look forward to helping you to get more customers and build the business of your dreams.